HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
COVID. Suppose you had to envision education in the time of COVID. And this is clearly a black swan event. I mean, something that no one could have predicted. It's something that no one expected to happen. Sure, there were projections that said like the next pandemic was never too far away, but no one thought that it would happen now. But suppose you had to build an education infrastructure, a larger framework, say, that would be resilient to this. What are the one or two things that you would do? Dr. Kasturirangan, can we start with you, please?
Regarding the situation with regard to the COVID, there are two things that I would like to say. One is, of course, we need to address the question of technology, because these are things that happen with short time frames. And short time frames to develop mathematical tools, scientific, we need to address the use of technology. And if you look at the address the use of technology, the question is with regard to the problem this country faces in the context of technology, the digital divide. This is pretty severe in the context of this. We have done quite a lot of things were done even before COVID on various aspects that became very prominent, like online learning, the question of blended education and things of that kind. But I think they need to be strengthened. The evaluation has shown that there are strengths in them, but there are also questions in them. And lastly, there are also weaknesses in them. And therefore, we have to address this. One thing it has shown is certain areas we can certainly transform our current systems into a normal mode, which we have learned out of the COVID. On the other side, we have established, for example, a new forum called the National Educational Technology Forum. And this forum can really debate, it's a deliberative platform, should debate the futuristic aspects of technology. There are many disruptive technologies, artificial intelligence, expert systems, and things like that. The evaluation of them, their suitability for this country, adaptability, and the economics and all the rest of it, I think it opens up a large area of research, development, evaluation, field evaluation. I think this is something that is good has happened. Things will get accelerated. The policy itself makes a very specific recommendation with respect to these two things on the technology, evaluation of technology, and the coupling it with education. These are the things that I would like to say at this stage. Of course, there are the questions regarding the social part of it, the cultural part of it, whether a youngster studying in school, is it the best way to have an online education where you ultimately the man is a social animal. If you don't meet eye to eye with your teacher, there are serious problems. So are we addressing this question? There are questions in this kind of a thing. We need to do research. We need to do understand it. I think it's a matter which is a little open, even though there is a lot of debate with regard to the online access of education for the youngsters, especially the middle school and the primary school kind of a thing. Are we doing the right thing with respect to the way in which they would like to interact and learn from the teacher? The whole education policy also, in the early phase, is an interactive process. It is not. It doesn't assume that you learn something out of looking at the video. There is an interactive process. So this need to be assessed with respect to the technology in the school education. But there is a strength in the higher education. And I think the research is also a potential on which we can use the technology. Thank you.
Firstly, COVID is a complete black swan event. It has meant that most children will actually lose a year and they'll fall behind. So it's a tragic event as far as education is concerned. Couldn't have really planned for it because this is a once in a 100-year event. I think it reminds us that firstly, despite the hype of technology, the truth is children will always be going to school. I mean, school is much more than just sitting at home and learning online, as Dr. Kasturirangan was saying. And so that's one, the primacy of physical education, and that EdTech at the end of the day will be supplementary. How could we have been better prepared? I think if we think of a home-based, we have historically not reached out to parents. So if you look at most government school teachers, they don't even have the numbers of, you know, parents, they can't reach out to them, etc. I think what COVID has done is it's forced teachers to reach out to parents. It's forced the government to think about an omni-channel approach because not everybody has access to a smartphone. So radio, TV, etc. It's forced us to think about, do we have enough digital content in the vernacular? And is it mapped against a learning outcome framework? So this whole idea of a home-based curriculum, that can I send something on a daily or weekly or twice a week, videos for children to watch, activities for them to do, etc. We were caught off guard. We didn't have this. And remember, most children in India are learning asynchronously. It's only in the upper income households where there's Zoom or synchronous education. I think the flip side is coming out of this. One, there's a silver lining. One is we have a better connect between teachers and parents. You know, they now have engaged with parents much more than ever before. They have their numbers to text message, WhatsApp, and we can take advantage of this channel, I believe, to build like a home-based tech-driven curriculum. The USA report shows that 61% of households in rural India now use WhatsApp. And I bet it's 90%+ in urban India. And you can mark my words that in 2 years, the number will be 90% in rural India. So we have a real opportunity here to send parents material for them to do with their children, for children to do practice, fun activities, etc. Let's not lose this opportunity. Let's build on this to build a home-based curriculum. And the second thing is, in this COVID moment, it is very interesting that a lot of state governments have actually done a lot of teacher professional development online or in blended form. And I think we can do this in blended form going forward. We had incubated a program called Teacher App, and you won't believe it that in this period, we have had more than 1 million teachers take 5+ courses online. And this is something that would never have happened before. So I think we can reimagine continuous professional development. Again, it'll be blended, not just online. And we can reimagine this home-based curriculum using technology.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.